You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another Campfire Recovery Update. I'm Matt Fidler. Earlier this week, Executive Director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council, Callie Jane DeAnda, took me on a tour of forest thinning projects that they were doing in Magalia. The forests through much of the area are up to 150% overgrown, which not only gives forest fires more fuel to burn with dense brush and chaparral, giving the fire ways to climb up the big pine trees, but the roads in and out of the area are much more dangerous during a fire if they are overgrown as well. So that's their first priority right now, making the ingress and egress to these communities safer. But Callie Jane also wanted to show me some recently finished forest thinning work that they did with the Paradise Pines Property Owners Association in Magalia. And it really seemed to help slow down the campfire, making it possible to defend the neighborhood of Paradise Pines, which ultimately did not burn.
We are seeing a drastic improvement to that figure of 150% overgrown. Maybe now we're still 50% overgrown. But we're making some headway in saving this community from the next big wildfire, saving this forest from burning severely to the point that it's charred and black and there's no coming back, like we're seeing in the other parts of Magalia.
She said this work needs to continue, and for it to be the most effective, they need all property owners involved in their local fire safe councils.
Well, there are fire safe councils in every community in Butte County, and those are local groups that lead the charge in educating and helping their neighbors. And so just calling the Fire Safe Council's main number at 877-0984, we can get you in touch with any of those local fire council groups. And so there's a variety of opportunities depending on what someone's passion is.
California's Employment Training Panel has approved a grant for nearly $600,000 to train local residents to be able to work on hazardous debris cleanup. This will give local folks jobs and speed up the debris cleanup on the ridge. If you lost your home or business in the campfire or have been recently unemployed and live in the county, you are qualified. So if you're interested, call the Butte College's Workforce Development Center at 530-895-9015 and they will get you started. They're answering phones from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you were pregnant during the campfire, scientists at the Environmental Health Science Centers in UC Davis say you might qualify to be a participant in the study looking at the potential for effects of stress and smoke on a baby while in utero. To qualify for the paid study, you must have lived in Northern California when the campfire began, you must have been pregnant on November 8th, and have a due date no later than August 8th. You have to have a healthcare provider other than Kaiser and be at least 18 years old. We have links to all the information I just talked about on the show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.